Hey, loves, like you, I desire an abundant life and its lifestyle, and to continue to show up as my best version of self, where we win in life to reclaim, rediscover, redesign an authentic and genuine self. And yes, this is intimacy on a whole new level. Welcome. Join us at claritywithsue.com. Again, that's claritywithsue.com. I still want to say welcome to the jungle, but welcome to the good life. Welcome to Sue's jungle. Hi, Benny. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
And to all of the international peeps that are listening, good afternoon, good evening, good whatever it is for you. I hope you guys are having a wonderful time. And if you're not, make it wonderful. This is all about you. Welcome. This is Clarity with Sue, formerly known as the Gratitude Cafe. Still the same human interviewing, and it's been, it seems like it's been, it's safe for me to say over 12 years, but I think it's been 15, something like that. Benny and I, we've been doing this a while. I know you've been doing it.
Yeah, you, on your solo career, your solo venture here, yes, but you were on a previous, a few shows before that. So we'll give that a round.
All that stuff. Yeah. It's still fun.
You're a veteran. Okay. We'll just call it that. You're a veteran.
Veteran with still lots to learn. I'm still just like the practicing of the names and all of that. I might butcher.
All good.
Heck, I butcher my own name sometimes, and that's okay. We are all human. We were just talking about that with my guest today. Remind all of you, if you are joining us on live radio in the Pacific Northwest, hello, and thank you so much for joining in. If you are joining us live on YouTube, good morning, good afternoon, all that. And in the podcast world, if you are joining us after the live show has aired, welcome. Please give us, I say 6-star rating because... I aim high. Why not? Win at life. I think it only goes to 4 or 5 star, but I'm going with 6. Why not? Anyways, also to get, a copy of the radio show and all the goods and the links and the juicy stuff and the noodling with Sue and all that, all you got to do is sign up with claritywithsue.com and the newsletter is going to pop up. So I highly, highly, highly recommend you doing that. There's a lot of changes and things that are going on behind the scene, and you're going to start seeing some big changes and some evolution. So I highly recommend you getting on board and staying in touch with the newsletter, because that's going to be your most easiest, effective, efficient way to stay in touch with me and to get a hold of me and ask all of your questions. Reclaim, redesign. We're doing it right here, right now. Clarity is the fuel to all of your desires, and it is intimacy on a whole new level. And when I say intimacy on a whole new level, I mean that. It could be sexual, it could be mentally, it could be heart, it could be intimacy and communication. All of that is the big umbrella. And that's really important to me, to have that kind of quality of life and its lifestyle. And that's also body mechanics, body energetics, all of that. You know, I'm a whole health kind of gal. This is not a fast food kind of mentality. There ain't any of that. You've got to step up and do the work. You really empower yourself. And that's why I bring all these beautiful guests to the show, not only for myself, but for you. And I also, you guys have been sending me some great ideas and things that you want to hear and listen about. So thank you. Keep doing that. I want to see that. All right. Without further ado, I am going to introduce today's guest. It's Dr. Jess. And I'm going to do the formal bio like I always do. And then we are going to get to know Dr. Jess and the energy and the yumminess that we are going to do now. All right. Dr. Jess is osteopathy. Right? See, Benny is, isn't he just a superstar?
Did I get that, Dr. Jess? Am I right?
Opathy.
Yeah. Osteopathic doc.
There you go.
Osteopathic doc or physician. Let me go. Who recognized her path to become a doctor early in her life. As an avid athlete and a health enthusiast, she has always been passionate about the human body. Me too. Love this. Which led her to pursue a career in
Osteopathy.
Medicine specializing in both neuromuscular skeletal medicine and physical medicine and rehabilitation. I'm just going to let you roll. We could go on with the whole COVID thing, but let's just roll, babe. Let's go. Talk to me. Really, I love this because this is a whole health mindset here.
Yeah.
And it's so important to have all of it. So let's get to know you, your why, all of that.
All of it. I love it. Let's go from now backwards.
Yes, now backwards.
Now backwards. Yeah. So, you know, the backwards part was, you know, I was like many who found their calling to go and become a doctor early in life. So many people that I know who, you know, who are now physicians or on their way, came here knowing that they were going to be doing this. And I was one of those little kids who at age four just was like, okay, you know, I want to save the world. And I want to know everything about the body inside. I just always knew this. You know, medicine today is not the same as what it once was way back in the indigenous times, right? Yeah. And so I come from a lineage of, I don't think from this lifetime, honestly, but I do believe I came here knowing that I was a healer. I do believe that I came here having been a medicine woman many lifetimes. And so the modern traditional medicine, while it was the path that I took to get to where I am now, was a rite of passage. I got to see the discord, the dysfunction, and the real gaps in our current medical system from the inside out. And that was really, you know, so that first kind of part of my whole life was just experiencing the human catastrophe of this whole thing that we're in right now.
Oh, totally. And the re-experience of your soul coming in here because of all of
it.
Yeah. And having to have to do that to really understand in this lifetime where you're at and what's going on, right?
Yeah,
I get it, sister. You're speaking my language.
Yeah. I mean, totally. That's how we get to know, you know, I mean, it's the experience. And so I got to have all that experience. I went through the ringers of the human experience. All of it, death, addiction, divorce, you name it, you know, all of it, abuse, trauma. And so
there's like a mirror happening here. I just got goosebumps. Totally. Yeah. I'm with you on that. Yeah.
I mean, and I love
Dag
it all.
Nabbit.
It's like, thank you. Thank you.
Well,
thank
yes, you, of course right? it is.
Thank
yeah.
you for having, oh, for having not died. For like actually being totally. Able to sit on the stool that I'm on talking to you right now about, you know, empowerment.
Yes.
And, you know, and taking it all as a blessing, as a gift and, you know, honoring and owning and integrating. And so, the huge wake up for me was I started off as a traditional pain management specialist, did that for a very short period of time where I was just a drug dealer giving opiates to my patients. And that was just a horrific thing to do. And so from there I pivoted and I went, like, I just dove headfirst into this beautiful world of hands-on healing. And the medical school that I went to was in California, actually. So I spent a good amount of time in the Pacific Northwest, down in Portland.
Okay. Well, I'm in Bend right now.
You're in Bend.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That's where
Bend.
My home is in Bend. Oh, yeah. It used to be Seattle. Well, when you come, let's go hike and work out Smith Rock and do it. Yeah.
Yes.
Smith Rock is like it's just amazing. If I could be there every day, I would. I love it. Yeah. Done.
Oh my gosh.
Done.
Well, I live near the other Portland. So now I'm in Maine.
Oh my gosh. East Coast.
And so we have. Yeah, just, you know, the nature everywhere.
Nice.
I couldn't live anywhere other than that. And it was really living in the Oregon area, the Pacific Northwest, where I was a Bostonian originally, and I realized I couldn't stay in a metropolitan
Huge
area.
Huge difference. Yeah.
So here I am up in Maine. And so, you know, I went first into, I found this beautiful soul who made his transition in 2021. His name was Jim Jealous. He's an osteopath. And after going really deep and dark into my own, you know, early dysfunctional life, I kind of came out into the light and let go of the opiate procedural approach to healing that I was basically like programmed to offer.
And that's society too. I mean, it.
Oh gosh,
that's
yeah.
the medical education. Oh no,
yeah,
no,
was,
here, let's push a pill. I know.
So I knew enough in my earlier years without really knowing what I was doing. I knew enough to become a DO as opposed to an MD. And that was intuitive. I didn't really even know what I was getting myself into. So what is that? The osteopathic doctor is one who uses their hands to turn back on healing capacities inside of the bodies. Wow, right? We are designed to heal. Our bodies are designed. We have innate healing capacities. Actually, I now know, and this is the path that I'm on now, that you, Sue, are your greatest healer, right? Self-healing is the path. That's the way. So yep. The whole journey that I've taken was—
as soon as we can get over ourselves, right?
Exactly. So the middle junction, the middle road of my own like career was to learn how to put my hands on people and unlock or turn on these divine healing capacities inside of their bodies. And so I did that for about 10 years in a solo practice. I got trained. I did a second residency to really just be a board certified hands-on osteopath. And that's when
did I— did you also do other energetic modalities within
not
that?
Not until— well, okay. So yes, okay. Yes. The answer is yes, but I didn't know it.
Oh, good. Okay,
So Jim Jealous, this incredible soul, he was an osteopath who he brought forth a modality called biodynamics, which is a form of cranial osteopathy. Yep. And he was my greatest teacher. And so through his teachings and the experiences that I had as a result of them, I felt and connected with things that were energetic, but I didn't know it until 2020 because everything I was doing was hands-on. So I put my hands on someone's body. My patients would come in. We would synchronize together. It was like we would kind of, you know, overlap just enough. And all of a sudden their skin would dissolve in my perception. And I would just kind of be inside of the body.
Wow.
Feeling these pulsations and these movements and this melting. And I actually visualized their bodies. I could see their organs and their tissues and their bones. And that's— an osteopath has seeing, thinking, fingers. That's kind of a, you know, what we are trained to do is to feel, but internally as we sense with our hands. So the training that I had was 20 years of anatomy and physiology in medical school, and then in physical medicine, which was the specialty that
this.
I did.
I love
it. And
this.
So all of that kind of came together when Jim took me by the hand and said, and now we apply all that anatomy and physiology and all the expertise of being a medical doctor, and we synchronize with the health of the patient, which happens to be the energetic system of the patient.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Here's the turning point. So 2020 came, and up until then, my colleagues, we weren't calling it energy. We were calling it fluid. We were calling it breath. We were calling it pulsations. There was a different terminology, the tide, but the energetic—
but you
piece,
also have to read the room. I mean, come
exactly.
on.
Exactly. And you, he you would read the room. Room. So all things started happening. And so up until— so, I mean, I can't tell you, I just kept having these spiritual experiences and these spiritual awakenings, and I would be treating people and my hands wouldn't be touching them, and they'd be feeling they'd just be feeling things, and I'd be feeling things, and I couldn't make any sense of it until we went into the pandemic. Okay. I shut down my practice because it happened to be in my house at that time. And I started working with this intuitive who told me I was an energy healer. And she's like, did you know that? Did you know that you're like you do energy medicine? Did you know that? And I was like, well, I'm an osteopath. And she said, oh no, you do more than that. And she basically said, you have to start, right?
Exactly. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, exactly. And she said, so basically you've had 20 years of experience of putting your hands on people, and now you get to practice your real skills. So start treating people from a distance. And I cried for about a day because I was like, I don't know how to do that. I'm a hands-on osteopath. How does one even do that? And she said, you just do it. Your hands know. It's only your brain that's getting in the way, right? And so I called up my friend, who's a dear friend, and he's also a sun dancer, and he's a seer, and he's my spiritual brother. And so I said, Jeff, there's this thing we have to try.
He goes, sign me up.
Let's play.
May 20th of 2020, I gave the first energetic osteopathic treatment over Zoom. And I saw everything. Like, I saw the body. I saw what was happening and why he was having shoulder pain. I used his breath and his intention and my breath and my intention and my hands I started to feel the magnetic field, the biofield, using my own body as a holographic version of his. And all of a sudden he was starting to get my hands removing, and I didn't know what was going on. I was just going with it just like I would. I mean, it was like a seamless transition from hands-on to not. And that was the beginning of this huge, beautiful shift. So that's when I saw you can't not talk about energy. You can't not talk about it.
Come on.
It's all there is. It's all there is. And so that for me was like the huge aha, but coming from the physician brain who was taught about matter and science and Newtonian physics, you know, in going all the way into the quantum. So the trans for me, 2020 was the shift from Newton to quantum, right? It was like, it's always been about energy all the time. And then about a month after that, out for a run, my own hand started to get repelled from my own heart field. And I was, the next thing I knew, I heard, so I started to channel at the same time. I heard, you have to treat yourself. You're the one who's supposed to treat yourself. And what I didn't tell you, Sue, is that I was crushed by a car when I was 4 and I had chronic pain, but I've been an athlete my whole life. And so I just learned how to live with this pain that was like, I always thought to myself, if anyone knew that I had more pain than most of the people that were coming to see me, like, you know, and osteopaths and healers and chiropractors and acupuncturists, I did it all because I always, and I'm a CrossFitter and a mountain biker. And I just, I'm like that kind of person. Until I started treating myself, I just lived this life, this hustle life of like, go and push and drive. And this was the beginning of this incredible journey home. So I started treating myself and the pain that I had all those years. I'm 46 now, and I started doing this when I was 44. So I had 40 years worth of pain that literally over about a 6-month period of time dissolved. And then the guidance came, you have to teach this. This is not for you.
Of course, because
you have to teach this. You have to treat groups of people because together we are bigger, right? Together we collect.
And the collective and the energy.
Yes. So that became the beginning of what I now, what I was told back then was, you know, the paradigm shift of our healthcare system. And I called Jim right before he died, Jim Jealous, and I told him that I'd been treating people over Zoom and I've been treating groups of people together as one, synchronizing them as one health, mm-hmm. one beautiful love. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, is anybody else doing this? And he said, not like you, Jess. You're coming directly from source. You're connected directly to source and it comes right through you. You're a pure channel. And I said, that's what it feels like. And I said, so what now? He said, this is the future of medicine. You have to teach this. Wow. And then he passed away like 6 months later. So he passed the baton. He brought osteopathy from.
But you know, he's still right here with you.
Oh,
he's
I mean, the
hanging
second
out
he passed,
with us, totally.
Oh my God, he's with us right now.
Yeah, totally.
I also have a father who died when I was 4, right around the time that the whole the car thing and the doctor thing. Yeah. And so I've been deeply, deeply, deeply connected to realms of spirit since I was a kid. I never lost it. I never lost
ditto,
it.
Ditto, ditto.
So I just listen. You know, now I just listen and I get out of the way. Because
or the times before when you didn't listen and you still learned it, I call it grizzly bears or butterflies. I'm like,
yes,
I'm done with the grizzly bears. Let's go with the butterflies. And by the way, source, if we do the butterflies, I promise you, I will be in a heightened state of awareness and receivership. Right, sister? That's our agreement, right? I will stay in a heightened sense of awareness. I'll see the joy. I'll feel. All of the sunshine and the butterflies and the dust, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so beautiful. You know, I sometimes talk about it like we have an internal GPS.
And oh yeah, so totally.
Take the hard path. You know, our internal system will just recalculating, right? It's gonna, but it means that we might have to go over 5 mountain ranges and back in order to get to the place where we were going all along.
Right. So, and then we talk about the neural pathways, and then we talk about the adrenals, and we talk about, our bodies are so addicted to the chemicals that are being released. And I want the drama. It's supposed to be hard. And then your body goes, I'm going to give you some juice to support that.
You've
got to totally change all of that. And when I talk to people about, your body's addicted. I specifically say your body's addicted. They hear, I'm not addicted. Yes. I'm not addicted. I'm like, no, that's all right. It's just your body. We're going to separate the two of those because there's chemical releases, but that's a whole nother conversation too. How did you go through that too? Because you're addicted to the pain, your body, you're addicted to that reaction.
And drugs. I went to rehab. I mean, I was a true... Oh, it was the best thing ever.
Chitake, I'm so sorry.
It was the best thing ever. Oh, yeah, no. So addiction is so familiar to me. So I know it. And I mean, I love that part of my life because you know, it was my lineage.
Learning. Yeah. And learning.
My lineage. My dad died from addiction. I was four. And so I got to walk through that. Right.
I got to just put a pin in this, sister, because look at this. You come in from generations of the shamanistic energy, the healing energy. And at four, your BODY, your 3D body is shattered.
Totally. Emotionally, physically, everything.
Everything. And then in addition to that, you've got the emotional aspect in addition with your father and the drugs and all. Look at the path that you have created, not only for yourself and the light. Because I'm not diminishing anything that you've ever gone through or when I talk or teach to other people. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, wow, one, pat yourself on the back. Love you for shining your light, sister, big time. Brothers and sisters out there, keep shining. Yes. Hug and love on yourself, big time. Wow. And isn't it, it's like that heart pride. I call it heart pride. Not that egoic, I've climbed the mountain, that old sports kind of mentality. It's, I'm heart pride. I love myself for that. And you take a deep breath into the heart, right? It's beautiful. Yeah, so where was I going with this? I'm going to shine a light on your evolution. And I say story, it's just an adjective to describe. That's all it is. No emotional anything behind it. But thank you for walking your talk and now being able to show up and shine the light for so many other people, right? And that we've walked certain things. We have a different like outlook or capacity to understand because we've been through that, right?
That's the only way. I mean, when I went back to gym, I was told, I'll just back up for one quick second and say, thank you for all that, by the way, but I'll just say this one thing, which was this was the moment in my life when I really stepped into, this humble path as I'm just sharing
conduit. Yeah.
You know, just sharing what comes through. There's not, I mean, it's just like, it's not mine. I know it's not mine. So in about 2018, my dad, I was down in Florida. I was about to get divorced. And I was having dinner with my friends and they invited their friend along who is a very famous medium. And I could just tell there was something about that night. I didn't know what it was, but I could feel the charge. And so they said, and I said, is this just dinner? And they're like, it's just dinner. And I was like, there's something. I told her that I was their osteopath. And so they always felt like, at that point I'd already been baptized in sage water and I was told I was a medicine woman and I have a native name. And so they were my friends that like helped me to start to, you know, come out of that chrysalis and become this person that was beyond the status title doctor. It was more just it's like, this is what we're here to do. We're here to.
And I want to hear your native name, put a pin in that, but keep going.
I will. I'll share it right now. It's Wea Wekompi.
Wea Wekompi.
Wea. Oh. And that means woman with healing hands.
Wea Wekompi. Oh my God. My whole body is just vibrating. What? I love it, babe.
So here it is. Here it is. Okay. So I'm sitting at dinner and the woman, the medium, Rosemary Altea, I'll name her because she's phenomenal.
Okay.
She lives down in Florida and she leans over the table in her British accent and she says, I can't do British. I strongly suggest you come back to my house after dinner. And so I said, do I have a choice? I mean, to myself, you know? And I said, absolutely, you know? Well, yeah. So we get to her house and the second I sit down on her couch, she says to me, and she doesn't know anything about me other than I'm a doctor. She knows that part of me.
Yeah.
Doesn't know my personal life. So there's this man standing to your right, and he has his hand on your shoulder and he's like rubbing the nape of your neck. And I'm just bawling instantly because I knew it was my dad. And he's here now, you know, and I've always felt him, but it was like, he came that night and he said so many things. And she told me things that of course nobody would ever know but me about him so that I knew exactly that it was him.
Yep.
And he said a few things and he said, you know, you have to go and you have to finish your teachings with Jim Jealous because you're here to teach from your own direct experience and you will teach on a world stage. You have to, you're here to shift this paradigm. And so, I mean, I was given these divine instructions from my father. And I went and I got back into the classroom with Jim Jealous, who, by the way, was not easy to be in class with because he had waiting lists that were years and years long. Wow. But his daughter ran the course. I got back in touch with her and I said, I don't know what I said. I'll get on a plane tomorrow or yesterday to get into the classroom with your dad. So by the end of that summer, which was the summer before he died, I went out to Oregon, which is where he was living at the time. He was down in Ashland. And I got back out to be with him three times. And each time we would just coincidentally bump into each other in town, which he never did with his students. You know, he would like, he would teach and then he would like evaporate, you know, he'd be gone.
Yeah.
And I had meals with him and we went on walks together. And I said to him, and he said, you know, Jess, you've had an inversion. And I said, what's that, Jim? And he said, it's where the unknown becomes the known. Meaning, you know, where the realms of spirit come, it's a near-death experience, essentially, right? That's an inversion. We know the worlds are not separate. We know there is guidance, right? We are that we are soul and human, right? There's no divide. And so, and that happened to me because of my dad, you know, knowing that my dad has been and he's with me, like I feel these guides on my body, literally.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and the words just pour through. They're not mine. It's crazy.
You're speaking my language, right? Girl.
And then sometimes lately I've been talking and I've been doing, I have to bring in my partner, Claire, because
she's
transformed me on a whole different level.
Absolutely.
I talk to myself out loud because of her. I've been doing intuitive emotional healing from all that old trauma because of her. And I'll get to that in just a second, but I've been hearing indigenous, that tongue come through me now in ways that, I mean, that's brand new.
Wow. Well, what was really important there for me, and it's a validation, not only for my listeners, because I can feel it, but also reverberating in my body, is talking and healing myself, talking out loud.
That's the only way.
Yes.
That's the only way.
I do that. You know, I talk to myself. I talk to nature. I talk to my dog, but I'm really talking to.
You're talking to yourself, but it's energy that's moving out of your body. From the dark recesses, right? We have to get it out. All that okay, so let me just enter clear. Week after Jim dies, so Jim says to me, yes, go. You go. Energetic, bring osteopathy next to the next paradigm. Like, you go. And then he dies.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 1 week later, I meet my partner, Claire. And I wasn't looking for her. She wasn't looking for me. She's never been with a woman before. So surprise on Claire, she gets me. He was looking for some strapping, dark, handsome dude, you know? And I walk into the room and she's like, oh God, it's her. I love her. No, I don't. Yes,
done.
I do.
Done. Oh.
So Claire comes into my life, not only to show me what love really feels like, but to be the reflection that I wasn't actually yet able to see. Cause I was, so here's the cool thing, Sue. For about a year straight, I treated myself every single day. And I started to dissect the energetic system of the body in my own body. And then I created this like protocol that was guided. And now I'm teaching other people how to do their own energetic self-healing work. And I'm actually launching a course, my first osteopathic course to doctors this week on Thursday.
Two doctors.
Yeah. I have my first doctor only. I know, right? We're trained. We're doing it. We're doing it. I'm starting to connect with other osteopaths and doctors that are talking about energy and healing.
And chiropractors. And
it's all about self-healing.
Yes.
All of it. I mean, the doctors are tough. You know, the medical doctors are harder because of how many hoops they had to go through. And, you know, I find chiropractors and the more alternative doctors they're on it. They've been on it, you know, but the medical doctors I'm finding are a whole different can of worms. And
total different animal,
right? It took me 2.5 years. Now I'm finally vocalized because I've been practicing and healing myself. Emotionally,
and
so
speaking your truth and
my truth. So now, just speaking, this is love. We're talking about love, right? This is just the authentic vibration of love that lies at the root of all of that old unfelt stuff that we are actually crying through, breathing through. My hands actually move this stuff through. So Claire comes into my life, and I had already been teaching people how to move energies.
I don't even see you guys separate. I see you guys like this.
My
whole stomach goes.
Yes.
I love that.
We joke that we're twin flames because we really are. And so for anyone who knows that term, it's a real deal.
Smear some of that on me. I'm attracting it. You know, I've got my healing to do, right? But I want to smear some of that on me.
Totally. So that's where, Claire and I, at first, I didn't know that I was still so emotionally wounded because I was so excited about these energies. I was so excited about the missing link in my own medical education.
Nice distraction from healing oneself, isn't it?
Totally. So I meet Claire and all of a sudden I'm just like spontaneously triggered. I'm like, I mean, I was a disaster, Sue. I'm like, I love you, but I really don't want to be anywhere near you because you trigger me and you're making me look at myself. And I have to do the work because I really want to be with you. So
I love it. Okay, wait. That is a great segue with triggering. Guess what? We're going to take a quick commercial break. And by the way, if you guys are listening to us on radio, we're still live on YouTube. So all you got to do is go to YouTube and type in 1150 AM. We're going to keep chatting over there. We will be back in about 3 minutes, you guys. Sue Lundquist here with Clarity with Sue. We got the doctor in the house. We're talking energy and all the good juicy stuff in the quantum soup of life. We'll be right back. Hey there, everyone. Sue here with Clarity with Sue. You also know me as the host and creator of the Gratitude Cafe. Please sign up for the newsletter so we can stay in touch. All you got to do is go to claritywithsue.com, sign up for the newsletter. And I am creating vitality, abundance, and resilience. I want you to win in life and to reclaim, rediscover, redesign the authentic and genuine you. If that sounds juicy and yummy, come over, let's have a conversation, sign up for the newsletter and or the coaching program and the C2C live online program. Again, that's claritywithsue.com.
Time is funny. Sometimes it seems fast and other times slow. When it comes to time slots remaining on Alternative Talk 1150, time is running out. In fact, there are just a few primetime slots available. So if you want to host your own radio program, the time to call 425-653-1150 is right now. Nope, no time for excuses. Dial 425-653-1150 to find out how affordable it can be to host a radio show. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norwood, health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African-American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
All right. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. You know what? I want to call you Jess. I want to call you doctor. I want to call you sister. I want to call it all.
Hey,
literally,
girl.
There you are. I had to turn the speaker view. What, I mean, if you missed it on YouTube, it's again, yes. And going to the whole energetic realm, where I was going with that and that coming home again was for me going into the communities and finding high integrity communities that I could educate, open my heart and feel safe and trusted in, whether it was Reiki, the 111, there's all kinds of energetic modalities that I have, you know, done the certificates or whatever. However, and I'm not diminishing that by any shape or form, it has always come back to the heart and love and opening you. That's all it is. You can see these certifications up the yin yang and all of the titles. In my personal experience over years of this, and then also traveling with the doctor that I was telling you about, I'm not going to make that pub. They kind of know, but I've traveled with that person for 3 years and I witnessed one with the team leader as an activity leader. And I witnessed all of that. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Wow. I know. And then after COVID, it all changed. So I'm like, I'm still mourning a part of that, but it'll all open up sooner or later. Uh-huh. So going back to the energetics and having the conversation, and I know we're bouncing around a bit here, but it the basis of your energy is coming from the heart. Just like you said at the beginning of the conversation, the interview, you take that deep breath and you open up your heart and you receive, and it becomes this symbiotic, oh, I got, you know, it's back and forth and healing. And it's just, it's so good. It's so good. Ah, You made me cry. Thank you. Oh, I'm so glad that you're doing this, honey.
Oh, thank you, Sue. I mean, this is what we're doing to heal the planet. Mm. It's that simple. It's just it's the inversion. So
it's the inversion. And speaking the language that humanity can hear at this time.
Yes.
Years ago, you know, when I first started doing the radio show and knowing my intuition and the energy frequencies and stuff, I was in the closet. I was like, you know, people weren't really quite ready to hear all of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they are now. They're so open.
They're hungry for it. They're hungry for it. You know, and we can really thank what's going on out there on the planet because it's just so obvious how little truth there is. It's so obvious. And so people are hungry for the truth, you know? And so the one thing that I know to be true, the one thing, and I actually know this because this is a message that I received when I was kind of at I was like at an all-time low in my life. This was like a few years ago. Goodness, I don't even know how long ago it was. Time is not linear, right? Anyway, I think it was about 6 years ago and I was on a retreat in the middle of the Sea of Cortez and it was just the lowest of the lowest of the low that I've had so far.
But a beautiful space to be in.
It was. I mean, I was sitting on a rock at rock bottom. I was like on a rock.
On a rock, at rock bottom.
And I was so sick. I had like the you know, Montezuma's Revenge head cold. And I mean, it was intense. And it was
the
end of the version of me. It was the end of the version of me that had been, you know, just struggling and surviving. And I said, I'm so over this. I don't want to be here anymore like this. And then I looked up at the sky and I was in the middle of a silent 2 week long, like sea kayaking retreat in the middle of Mexico. So that's the stage. And the whales and the dolphins and the cetaceans were all around. And I looked out and I pleaded with the sky and I had like conjunctivitis. And I mean, I was a mess. I was just a mess.
Your body was a mess. Yeah.
My outer five senses were completely blocked. So the energy was going in. Right.
Wow. And so
I was rock hitting rock bottom. Right. You can't make this stuff up.
No.
I opened up my arms and I looked up at the sky and I looked down at the water and I said, and it was like every single cell of my body said this, what is this all about? Because I was like, I just don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to live this way anymore. And the answer I heard inside of my body louder than anything I've ever heard in my whole life. And what came through was love is all there is.
Mm.
That's it. That's what this is all about. And we've been programmed.
All there is, and getting that and getting out of your own way.
We've been disconnected from the earth, haven't we? And so that's the love, the reconnection.
Yeah.
When we reconnect to the earth through our bodies and then open back up that connection so the energies of earth come back into us, we take that breath and you know where it goes? It goes up and into the heart. And there's a lot of work to be done because those lower three energy centers, oh my God, right? We have swallowed so much, so
get
much.
Get that fire going. Get it going. Let's push it up and out. Oh, pineal gland meditations, 4.5 hour meditate. Oh, all of it.
It comes up from the earth. And every single human on this planet is designed to heal in exactly this way. And it's only the human. It's only that one human that has the keys to unlock their own deep, dark densities. That's it.
That and also creating the examples. So, because as soon as somebody can witness that example,
that's the way.
That's their new neural pathway, right?
That's the way.
That, and then it's like the snowball effect of consciousness and awareness and healing and all the juicy stuff. Okay, we went into the juicy stuff.
And the last thing I'll say about that, too, because you're right, is that the one thing that I do agree with in medicine is there's a little expression that says see one, do one, teach one. Right. And that's what medical training is. See one, do one, teach one. And that's what this is, but it's ourselves. Right. So it's not that we're doing this. I think that's a really great point. I just wanted to make sure that that was clear. Because that's everything I teach. It's like, we forgot. We didn't get these tools in kindergarten. Why? Because it's messed up. And so.
Because we're humans. And
because we were taught other things that don't really matter. Right?
It's just a contrast. That's all. We're coming back home now.
We're coming back home. And so these tools are innate. But they have to be taught again. We have to remember, like you were saying, we have to be guided back home. And so there's all of us out here on the planet who have been around the block a million times, right? Rehab and medical school and all these things. But it's all the same destination, which is home. Mm. And that's love. That's our heart. That's our body. That's the
and living, you know, society, and I love that, Jess, thank you, that society has got, and I say society and I kind of mold media into that, meaning there's such a pressure to find the purpose, your purpose, find what that is. And the purpose is right here. It's you. You've got to start right here with loving you and healing you. Yes. That is your purpose. And then, because, and that purpose, I say this as an adjective to describe it, ain't easy, but it's worth it. It's so worth it. And we had talked about triggers with Claire and all that, and finding your love and how beautiful that is. And I think it's important. I just want to circle back, because we're triggered all over our 3D world. We're triggered by cars, by food, by caffeines, by sugars, by conversations, all of that. Let's kind of have a little conversation about triggers and doing that. And then I really want to talk about your education and the process and the platform that you're doing that, so people really get a deep understanding.
Can we do that?
Thank you. I love it. Yeah.
Okay, go.
So, you know, it's funny. I'll just say this really quickly. We are all professional bypassers in our lives. All of us, every single one of us. I mean, that's what it means to be human right now. And that's what we're waking up out of. And so what I mean by that is, what's a bypass? Anything that yet came into your body, you know, some past moment that created an emotional charge that you weren't able or yet equipped to be able to, like, kind of sit with and bring back to love, right? Because all emotions are actually made out of the energies of love, but they have different packages. They have different receptors. They have different frequencies. So if the energy of anger comes in and we're a kid and our parents deny us that ability to feel the anger, we actually swallow that anger and it gets stuck in the body somewhere. And I just call it a density, right? It's an unprocessed feeling, really, but it stays down there.
Yep.
And then it lies dormant. We don't know it's there, but it does cause lots of problems. We just don't identify it as past unfelt feelings. But
yeah, it's not something that you've got, although it can
happen.
Well,
it is though. It is. So eventually it does come to the physical body, but it starts down on the energetic level. I mean, it all starts deep. Yes. And then,
but people can't see it in the 3D, so they can't have a literal understanding of it.
Yes, but the body is very convincing. The body is the messenger. Pain is the messenger. Pain is where energy is not moving, and so you have. And so here's the funny thing: I am what's called a physiatrist, a physical medicine specialist. Okay, so I started on the physical body, and I was like a sports person and a spine person.
Of course. Right?
So the inversion is, everything starts on the energetic level, and the final frontier is the physical body. You cannot treat the physical body from the surface, period, end of statement. You can have surgery, that's totally fine, but you're not fixing anything, right? You're not fixing anything, you're cutting it out. You're modifying it.
And then you've got now trauma of the body and the tissues and the energetic field there. I'm with you. We're speaking the same language.
You break your bone, you go get it fixed, right? But even then, I had a really, really, really traumatic accident. I was on I loved to mountain bike, and I was in New Zealand, and I had a really nasty fall, and I badly, badly broke my left ankle. Now, I believe that this all happened on the energetic level years before, because I was moving so fast. I was so competitive, and I wouldn't slow down. At the time I was competing at CrossFit, my body was breaking down, right? And so my body came in and said, oh, we're going to give you 2 years.
The grizzly bear, babe, the grizzly bear.
Yes. Right. So when we get to look at life this way, then it's not about the trauma that happens to us. It happens for us. It happens for us. Everything happens for us. So the trigger, okay. The trigger is when these energies come in and we're kiddos, we're like babies, or we came in with it, right? I believe we've had thousands of incarnations and we come in with stuff. And then our ancestors help us to bring stuff in with us as well. Mm. I brought in my lineage addiction. Very clear to see that in my lineage. And thank God, you know, that's not a part of my life today, right? Mm. And so, and it's just gone. It's
now, like, addiction across the board though, right?
Addiction across the board. I was everything. I was addicted to substances. I mean, I was addicted to alcohol. Yeah. I was addicted to drugs. I was addicted to the things.
Yeah.
Because I was self-soothing. I was numbing out. I was bypassing. I didn't want to feel the old stuff. I was triggered by life. And so the only thing that I could do was still be a 4.0 med student while on drugs. That's how I got around it, right? I was that sensitive and that finely tuned and wired. And it was like, and that's why I think a lot of us choose specific substances that will just help us to numb the edges enough.
Totally.
Right. So we don't actually get to do the work. We don't do the work. So a trigger is this. A trigger is anything that got in at some point in your past, mm-hmm. lies dormant for a little while. It goes to sleep because when we're young, we're more resilient and we're actually here to acquire more triggers. We're here to actually acquire, right? The early stages of our lives are the gathering stages. Mm-hmm. So we acquire these triggers, meaning we have experience after experience after experience, and we can only alchemize part of the emotions that come in as a result of these experiences that we have when we're kids. And so we build up this library of energy that's unprocessed, like little zip files,
right?
We store it away so that when we're at a place in our lives where we actually can go back down and process it, it does process. And when it processes, the wisdom from the experience integrates us, evolves us, and then the trigger dissolves. Now, the trigger is the only way that we know where these things are stored in our body is when we are activated. We activate them. And the activation process is that triggering process. Someone says something and we feel that same old energy of unworthiness. And now all of a sudden we're like, I don't like you at all. You know, who are you?
If we're even naming, if we can back up to, right?
Healing, it's a lesson, right? We're being handed a guide map to our own triggers. But triggers, we discharge them because we haven't necessarily been taught this vital information about ourselves. And so we discharge or we distract or we numb or we resist or we do anything that we can to blame the other person for cause or get defensive, right? We do everything to not go in. But the way to transmute that energy that's unprocessed, the trigger is there to guide us to the exact place, the exact stored emotion that we couldn't or didn't want to feel when it originally came in. And this, when we own this, when we literally learn. So this is Claire's work. Claire, my partner, is an intuitive emotional healer.
Yes.
She's an energetic being, meaning she's very sensitive.
Of course
she would
bring her in, you guys.
She feels everything, okay? So nothing
And here you are, like, nothing gets by her. I'm not going to feel it.
Oh, man. So it's rapid fire triggered land over here.
Oh,
so
I've
been sitting in my own trigger city for, God, since we met.
And she's like,
And she's so incredible, and she holds space. And she'll say to me, I really think you need to go and feel this one. Can you go to your room? And so, right? So I have spent probably a year now learning this tool set that she brings.
That.
And about 6 months ago, we looked at each other and we were like, we have to teach this together.
Because
the energetic system, when we get to know the energetic system and how to move the energy through it in the roadmap that I've created, or that I shouldn't say, it's not mine, that came through me and I've written it down and now I teach it. Right? Mm-hmm. That's the more divine masculine approach to healing. The divine feminine is feeling it all and residing with ourselves as we feel it, right? That's how we work with triggers. We don't drown in the feeling, but there's a whole big, huge tool set that Claire teaches from the intuitive emotional side, where she actually teaches you how to reside with love while also feeling those unfelt feelings, because both are needed. You can't just feel it and drown in it. It's about feeling it in the container of love. And it's a very delicate balance, and it's not easy. And she makes it easy. She makes it easy. And so we teach together now. And that's the platform that we've launched. So I teach by myself. I teach doctors by myself. And not just doctors. I mean, I teach people just about the energetics of their body, because that's the foot in the door of your body. When you hook yourself, when you learn how to hook yourself back up to love, to source, when you learn how to actually get down in there, because it's really scary in the beginning, you know, when your brain is ruling your life and then you go down and you see all this big, you know, right? You see the boogeyman and you're like, oh my God, like, I don't want to go down there. Yes. And most people say that. They're like, I know I want to heal. I want to feel better. There's only one way to feel better and heal, right? The bypass is actually seeing the scary stuff and continuing to discharge either by reacting or resisting or distracting.
And let's just, and we've only got a few more minutes, but that extraction of pain, that extraction from the BODY, the 3D body.
Yeah.
Making up my own language.
3OD.
Florida, 3OD body. The 3D body, that release, it's really, really important that you release it, and it's going to come up. And guess what? It's just your past. That's all it is. You don't have to get spun up. That's all it is. It's just
energy.
just let it go. So if you're not in that heart space, that center of awareness right here, right now, you're thinking of the past, something else is coming up, or you're trying to control the future of that. Yeah. Allow that fear, that stuff to come up. It's so, one, it is imperative, two, but it's minutes, seconds. Yes, sometimes it may be an hour and you got to go throw a tantrum on your bed. Do that. I highly recommend you doing that.
Best thing ever.
In the pillow.
Best thing ever. I recommend the car drive. I go into my car and I'll just scream it out. Literally. Ah. I actually did that this weekend. And because I had some old stuff coming up. And this is the beautiful thing. The more you do it, the more you're like, oh my God, I have to do that more because that was amazing.
Amazing. Right?
How did I not know how to do that? And I almost didn't know if I could speak today because I was so hoarse. I had such an emotional releasing weekend. I went to the gym on Monday and someone was like, hey, how was your weekend? I'm like, it was amazing. And they were like, what'd you do? And I was like, I went for a walk. Yeah, no, I wasn't like, I screamed my head off and got rid of all the old from my childhood.
Stuffy shiitakes. Benny's like, ooh. Thank God. Yeah.
This is the stuff that needs to be spoken about, right? This is the way in. This is the way. Otherwise, we wobble all around our old stuff and we never heal. We just read more books, right? We want to go on those retreats. And then what happens when you get back from your retreat? You're right there with you.
Yep.
You're right there with you. Yep. And so learning how to go back in, creating safe containers and tools, going in with tools. And that's, I mean, I know we need to wrap things up and I'll just share. That's why we are here. That's what we do.
Yes.
We hold containers. We provide tool sets. We have, together, Claire and I have this beautiful community called Self-Healing Immersion. And we give everyone a free
month. Can they get all this on the website?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Self-Healing Immersion is on my website, on our website. The website is Centers for Energetic Healing.
Yep.
And in Self-Healing Immersion, Claire and I come on 7 times a month live. I do group healing sessions, energetic healing sessions. Mm. We do campaigns, we do workshops. We do, Claire has an intuitive emotional healing workshop. I mean, we just are present. And it's like virtually no money because we just want everybody to get this, right?
And then
you can work with each one of us individually. That's on the website. I am launching a series called Restoring the Health, which is the health is like love, right? So Restoring the Health Within series. And I'm teaching, you know, specifically to doctors, but to anyone, to anyone, because we all deserve to know how to do this. And it's innate. It is intuitive. It just takes a lot of work and commitment. And so that's why we're not supposed to do it alone.
Right. But you're already committed to the fear and the shame and the anxiety. Why not shift the paradigm, sister, and let's go to love instead?
Well, I wanted to say one more thing about love. Can we talk about love for just one second?
Yeah. We're good.
Because this is the deal, right?
Yeah.
Our body has two systems. We have our sympathetic nervous system and our parasympathetic nervous system. Yep. We live from our sympathetic nervous system 99.9% of the time. And that means that our body is in states of energetic incoherence. We're scanning the outer environment, which means all the energy that is in our body is leaching outward. It's going out. It's scanning for survival, right? And so we're always depleted. We're always stressed out. We're always scattered. We drive in our car 20 minutes down the road. We don't even remember driving. And then at the end of the day, we don't even know what happened and our life is flashing by and we're getting older and sicker and then you die, right? That's the life of incoherence. What is heart? When you are connecting to the energies of love, the body goes into a parasympathetic state and we have to make conscious connection. That's the key. Yep. This doesn't happen accidentally. And our beloved, the one who we've been talking about, you know, we all know the state of love because hopefully we've all fallen in love at least once in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a little glimpse. It's like our soul comes in and says, hey, guess what? It's like a little carrot. Guess what? Here's a person. We'll let you experience a smaller version of what you are actually made of.
Yes.
Right? Because that's conditional love when we're in love with another human. When you fall in love with yourself, which is exactly what we're talking about, heart coherence is the act of falling in love with yourself. When that happens in your energetic system, you go into what's called coherence and all that energy goes right through to the core where your energetic channel is. It lights up every single energy center in your body. It just blows the doors wide open between you, source, and earth. And
heart orgasm, baby.
You become a healing, loving, breathing machine. You get younger. You get more energized. Things happen to you in the most unbelievable ways, right? You fall in love every single moment of every single day, regardless of what the outer circumstance is. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
I know. We can totally keep going. And guess what, guys and gals? If it feels different, it should. Yeah, you are making changes. It should feel different. Keep at it. All it is your nervous system going, tick, tick, tick. Nope, I want to keep you back here where I know it's safe. Exactly. Go to the heart. Open it up. Orgasms galore. Heart, brain, pineal.
Every moment is a life orgasm. Yeah, it's like life is just that pleasurable.
And you know what? The things that are going on are just a contrast, my loves. They're just a contrast. Have the CCs in life, compassionate curiosity. Just get curious and have compassion for yourself and other people. Ah, Jess, seriously, we could talk. I want both you and Claire. I want to do something. Let's do something offline, YouTube. Let's do something special where we can just really get to the nitty gritty. All right. Let's do this.
I love that idea.
Love it. Let's roll. It's our favorite.